You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week.
A Darwinian collapse. Survival of the fittest on FPL. I didn't realise Nunes was a nut job. My team will have to evolve without him. The origin of the Liverpool feces. That's some Darwinian references to start us there, Danny. Welcome back to Game Week with me, Matt Dyson. And as always, we have the prior knowledge that no one else in the FPL community has access to from Danny Pryor and his impressive instincts, Dan. Your instincts said do not sign Darwin Nunes at the start of the season, and you seem to be better off for that.
I was starting to get tempted with all these injuries Liverpool got up front. But I'm glad I didn't I couldn't afford him, and so I'm glad I didn't make that leap, obviously. And also, I brought in Haaland, and then Kane scores. And then suddenly Kane now has got, Wolves and Forest. You start thinking, oh, damn, maybe I did the wrong thing. Yeah. So I don't know about them instincts.
No, the instincts are maybe losing some of their edge, perhaps. But, Darwin was very annoying. And he's just going to get wound up left, right and centre now. If he responds to that sort of stuff, he's going to be drawn into headbutts the moment he comes back after his massive ban.
Nice to see a red card that felt like, you know, there's not much point in replaying it for is it a red or not. It was like such a straight red. I haven't seen such a straight red for a while.
Yes.
When it's someone lying there.
And dry.
And also, I really enjoyed the way the player went down as well. Anderson,
there
was it?
No need to look at the VAR monitor for that one, was there, really? God.
There was a good video, see it, of him winding him up all the way through that match before. It was like a super cut of him getting wound up the red.
And that's why he's been getting like death threats and ridiculous stuff like that from Liverpool fans. Just ridiculous. A sickening turn of events, but not good for my FPL team. But, I mean, look, I had Darwin get a -2. Dina, who I decided to go with instead of Matty Cash at the start of the season, in the 18th.
Hold you not scared.
It was in the 87th minute of that Villa Everton game. He was about to get a clean sheet. Everyone's great. It's all fine. Everything's good. And he suddenly scores an own goal with 3 minutes to go against his old team. It's like, just sums up the sort of luck I've had at the start of the season, really, Dan. But I mean, I've played my wild card early, because after last week's episode, you know, I was talking about doing a few transfers and losing 8 points.
Yeah.
We realised after recording, Dan, didn't we, that you're basically getting 3 wild cards this season.
Which everyone else will obviously already know, probably. But yeah.
Everyone will already know.
Between now and game week 16. Yeah, between now and game week 16, there's the wild card. And then there's a free wild card during the whole World Cup. You can do as much as you want.
Yeah, free transfers during the World Cup. And then there's another one after the new year.
Yeah, so this one's kind of pretty cheapened in a way.
Yeah, so I moved heaven and earth to get Haaland in, and he rewarded me with one assist. So that was quite annoying against... You'd expect a bit more against what Bournemouth, wasn't it? So it was ridiculous. Not great. Jesus delivered in a massive way, but obviously no one captained him because everyone was captaining Haaland, it looks like, which was also quite annoying.
Did you see Haaland was the most captained player? It was the first time it wasn't Salah since game week 6 or 7 last season. So now he's captain, yeah, obvious.
He is, with 60.3% ownership. We have a new captain obvious in town. That's annoying. But I feel like I have to go along with this one, at least to start with. But yeah, I got 60 points. The average was 57. It's not great for a wildcard team, but all of my points were on the bench. I mean, Dan, thank you. You've already shared this on the Game Week social media, so thanks for that. But obviously... It's weird supporting your team when they're in FPL because I've never experienced it before. I mean, Forest never really actually been in the Premier League. And it's quite nice, isn't it? It's nice to have your team and then you've got some players from your FPL squad that are in your team. And obviously, I don't want to get too carried away and go with the heart over the head. So I thought we might lose to a decent West Ham team. But we didn't, and Henderson was on my bench with an epic display of goalkeeping. Clearly much better than De Gea, who Man United had decided to stick with. He would have at least saved it. He would have stopped at least two of those goals, Henderson, with his penalty save, his heroics, 14 points on my bench. Jesse Lingard got an assist with 6 points on my bench.
A stretch in the imagination.
It was a horrible miss.
Hit the defender. And then
it was a really bad shot, let's be honest about it. And he's not really looking sharp yet, I would suggest. But Nico Williams is looking amazing. I mean, we thought he would be a great signing. Everyone's got him because he's so cheap, but he really looked good. Again, we said I had 30 points on my bench, basically. And that will never happen when I use the bench boost. I know that for a fact. So it's just quite annoying when you have that many points on your bench. It's quite hard to take. But... it will not take the shine off an amazing Forest win, our first win in the Premier League this millennium. So so that's nice. What did you get, Dan? What were your points?
I got 64. I had made the Kane to Haaland swap, so that was my transfer. And not a great deal of points around, though. I mean, James did well, even though he conceded twice. He got 7, and he played really well as well. He looked very good. He was unlucky not to get an assist for Havertz. I don't know how Havertz put that wide. It was a beautiful ball.
Oh, yes.
Cancelo doing well. Although Cancelo now worries me because they've signed this new left back. So,
yes, possible. I saw that. I wonder if surely he's not going to get... he's not part of the rotation, though, traditionally, is he, Cancelo? He's generally one of the first names on Pep's team sheet, isn't he?
There's been the odd game once every like sort of 15 games or so. So maybe 4 times in the season. But I'm worried about the who they get in Europe. Ooh. You know, it could affect things. You know... who else was in there? Bailey was all 4C, so that was a complete disaster. Done now. Yeah. He's back to what happened last season.
Yeah, and I've tried with him a couple of times, and he never does anything. And I think you have as well. He's a real, he really flatters to deceive, that guy.
Grealish got born at half-time, 4-0 against Bournemouth, did nothing, although again he could have had an assist. Robertson, what's going on with Liverpool's defence all over the place at the moment?
Oh, mate, it's madness, isn't it? Yeah, they are not what they used to be.
Wilson not doing anything, and tough fixtures ahead. And like you say, Jesus, Haaland, Cancelo and James. And then obviously Martinelli, whose price has skyrocketed. You see, he's gone up 0.3 already this season.
Has he gone up 0.3? Oh, yeah. Wow, I thought he'd only gone up to 6.1. Wow.
No, he's 6.3 amazing. Now, yeah. And then the fixtures, amazing. You know,
Bournemouth away from him. He's having a great season, isn't he?
Apparently, I think he's on 6 or 7 game weeks in a row he's delivered, so he's...
That's why we had him in our teams from the start of the season prior. He's always a bargain at 6 million. Well, it seemed like a ridiculously cheap
and
price.
Not as good as your bench, but I had 14 on the bench. Perisic, Williams and Andreas. Yeah, Perisic came in
Perisic
and
got an assist.
Yeah, Adam on corners. Adam on corners right and left, and a lovely delivery. And obviously, Spurs got a set piece coach in this summer, didn't they? Some successful Italian set piece coach. And he's got over 4,000 set pieces he's got ready to rumble. So,
really?
Yeah, he's a bit like Chris Jericho with a list of 100 moves. But he's looking like it might affect things. Perisic and defenders and Kane in there.
Ooh. But is Perisic going to start? That's what everyone wants to know. He seems like he's not starting.
Well, his price has dropped, but I think he's one to still keep an eye on. It always was. And Dyson, even though I got 64, I followed you into wildcard territory. So I played mine Saturday as well.
Oh, did you?
For this game week coming up. Yeah. Because I had a lot of Deadwood. And I mean, one of the stories of the weekend is this fella, De Silva, Josh De Silva, Brentford fella, 4.5 million. Game weeks. Great fixtures for Brentford. So great, in fact, I've also bought in Ivan Toney.
Oh, no, you haven't. Damn, I was about to surprise you with that. Because obviously I needed a Darwin Nunes replacement. And I looked at Jamie Vardy, same price, and I thought, I'm not really sure Leicester are quite up to it yet. I looked at Mitrovic. I thought, still not 100% convinced, especially if he missed that penalty. And so I've gone with Ivan Toney as well. That's annoying that you've also got him. One transfer of the week. But yeah, he's got a great set of fixtures coming up, hasn't he? And he got assists in that humiliation of Manchester United. So he's still waiting to score a lot of goals. He's got one goal already and two assists, and like a great run of games coming up. I mean, unbelievable, really.
It was a staggering result.
Yeah, oh, it's ridiculous, wasn't it? I mean, De Gea was atrocious for a couple of massive mistakes from him.
So elsewhere, I mean, I'm obviously keeping hold of Jesus. He's kind of doing better than I anticipated.
Was outstanding, wasn't he, really? The question is whether you captain him or Haaland in the next game. Because realistically, Newcastle's defence is quite a bit better than Bournemouth's defence, I would say.
I think they've got the third best defence of 2022, I think. It's top five. It's one of the best defences in the league.
I'm tempted to captain Jesus and then perhaps have Toney as the vice and not even have Haaland involved in the captain's armband. But then that may be madness, because it may be crazy to just give Haaland one chance at a skipper and then move off so quickly. What are you going to do?
I'm thinking of going back to Salah, who it was very nerve-wracking not having him captain after Haaland only delivered 10 points as captain, and then knowing Salah. But it was one of those rare times, one in what, like 30, that where he's blanked. And United's defence obviously looked terrible, but then you worry they might be a lot more pragmatic. But he's more likely to be the one doing anything, given that Jota's injured and Nunes suspended and Mane gone. So I don't know, I'm tempted to stick with Salah.
I've got Luis Diaz in who's... who's going to do well for them this season, obviously, and he got the goal the other night for them.
It was a great goal. Were you tempted by Maddison instead?
Same
price. Yeah.
I just fancied Liverpool's fixtures more. And Leicester seem to have just lost so many good players in that squad that I don't really understand what's happening at Leicester this season. It seems a bit weird.
Or Kulusevski. Yeah, he's a similar price.
Well, because I've got Son, I'm keeping Son for a bit longer. But yeah, I would certainly get him out for Kulusevski. But Son's done absolutely nothing all season. But Wolves at home, then Forest away, then West Ham away, then Fulham at home coming up. If he's got to deliver something in that, hasn't he?
He got subbed off, didn't he, for Richarlison this weekend, which is what people have been worrying about with him and Kulusevski, that they might be a rotation risk all of a sudden. And perhaps that's how it will prove. But
not good to see.
I'm tempted by one of those at the moment, Diaz or Maddison or Kulusevski. I can afford all of them, but at the moment I'm sitting on Maddison because I just think home to Southampton and is a better fixture with the way they're playing such young players.
That's why I was thinking Jamie Vardy, but I just don't know.
I wouldn't want that.
Jamie Vardy's in form yet this season. Ian's Nacho's doesn't even start anymore. So, yeah, I think if I was going to get... But I just don't think Leicester are... It's not going to be another 9-0 victory for Leicester against Southampton, is it? But you'd still fancy Leicester to edge it.
I just think Southampton are playing that insanely young team at the moment. So I just... I don't know. I wonder if he's started off in pretty good form. He's, you know, maybe wondering if he's going to get a move. Yeah, the other guy I ever see this season who's suddenly off to a flyer is this Rodrigo for Leeds.
Oh my God, yeah, I've certainly got my eye on him. After the Chelsea game, I'm thinking of bringing him in, just seeing how Jesse Lingard gets on and possibly a replacement for J-Links, because after the Chelsea game, they've got Brighton away, which is actually quite a hard fixture, but then Everton at home, Brentford, Forest,
and United. That's not red anymore.
And then United, which is certain, which is misleadingly red there, unless they sort themselves out in the time, unless Elon Musk takes over, which it definitely isn't going to happen anyway. But Rodrigo.
Leicester away is red as well. That's weird.
Yes. But yeah, Rodrigo's got 3-2. Unbelievable. Unbelievable form.
Can't carry on, can it? Bamford got another knock as well.
It seems like he's almost glad that Rafinha's gone, because he's out of the shadow of Rafinha and he's just blossoming without that, with the pressure on him being the big name. Because they did spend quite a lot of money signing him, didn't they, when they first brought him in? Speaking of Brentford, though, I completely passed me by that Ben Mee had gone to Brentford. I didn't know from Burnley. I didn't know he'd gone there.
They're cropping up everywhere. They're mostly
Burnley defenders everywhere. Yeah,
they're mostly Everton, aren't they? With these ex-Burnley players, but yeah,
they normally have that. They're like the feeder team. But Ben Mee went to Brentford, and he got a goal as well. And it's like, oh right, yes, I remember him. 4.5 million. I mean, that's great for that little run of easy Brentford games, isn't it? And Brentford looked pretty good, very confident.
I don't know. Yeah, but it's kind of a Arsenal defender.
Which Brentford ones are in your wildcard team then?
At the moment, it's De Silva, because I just thought it was a money increase guarantee. And you know, if he's playing and scoring, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Tony, who's in for a while now, until with all these fixtures. Arsenal at home is down as a grey, which seems a bit silly. But he's staying around. And I'm tempted by Raya as well, but I'll see what happens with goalkeepers. At the moment, goalkeeper-wise, I've gone Alisson, because I couldn't afford to have a Liverpool defender, because I'm thinking of doubling up on City defenders. So I've got Cancelo. Carl Walker's 5 mil.
Yeah, well, he's been in my team since the start of the season. He seems like a real bargain as well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
His price has definitely gone down from what it was in seasons gone by.
Yeah, and their defence seems so good at the moment. I mean, they've got Aki and Stones, but then I assume Diaz, when he's back, will be playing, so... That's where I'm at the moment with my team.
Yeah, I just got rid of Alisson because I just think Liverpool's defence is so dodgy at the moment. So I thought Mendy was a decent option at 5.5 cheaper. But
I just think James is attacking out. But you could have both, I suppose. But James just looks so good going forward.
Top scoring goalkeeper this week was Saar with the Wolves keeper, but that's purely down to his penalty save. Obviously followed by Hendo, the legend in goal for Forest. He's really got a point to prove to Man United and is proving it very well. I was annoyed to see Watkins in the team of the week because I had to get rid of him to get Haaland in. So he was on the bench for the first Villa game, and then he comes on, gets, two assists and two, I think he got bonus points. He's got 3 bonus points, which was really quite annoying considering I just sold him. So that was irritating, but I had to get Haaland in. And now look at us, we've ended up with exactly the same front three.
I don't think it's an especially interesting season this season yet, but over the World Cup, it'll all change on FPL. This new City defender, by the way, is 4.5 million, Sergio Gomez, which is, when you're talking about a Brentford defender being 4.5 million, I mean.
Yeah, so he's the new right wing back, did you say he is?
I think he's left, isn't he? He's left. And Cancelo competing for the same place.
Oh, good. So there is, interesting. And he's Sergio Gomez. Wow. I'm adding him to my watch list, certainly, Dan. But yeah.
I'll tell you who else is on my watch list. Bernardo Silva. He's apparently more likely to sign a contract now. Because I remember saying I wanted him, but he's meant to be off to Barca. I mean, he's not anymore, apparently. And 6.8 million, his price has dropped to. So he's actually going to be quite a good bargain price. Hey, speaking of prices, if you go on Man U and you go on price drop season, it's astonishing. The price fall is quite staggering. Nearly every player in that squad.
That's amazing.
Nearly every player in the squad has gone down.
Has gone down. Oh my God. At least 0.1. Yeah. Wow.
It's amazing.
Wow.
Martial, even players who haven't even really played yet. Martial, Lindelof, Yeah.
Such a mess. It's hard to see how he's going to turn it around, to be honest. But yeah, it's great to see. It's just lovely to see, isn't it? Lovely to see Manchester United suffering. It's not, obviously we didn't have any Man United players from the start of the season.
But a lot of people were tipping Martial,
because he had a good pre-season, yeah, Martial, yeah. But I mean, we always knew when it came to the crunch, it wasn't going to happen.
Well, I mean, famously, when you captained him that time, yeah, when you got 19 points, yeah.
Always have to bring that up. The great thing, do you follow that FPL Disasters account on Twitter? That's quite nice. You know, when you have a really bad week, you can look on there and there's always someone worse off than you. It's quite nice. Like someone triple captained Darwin Nunes. I mean, that would be horrendous, wouldn't it? I mean, imagine if that. There was one guy that had Mitrovic, missed a penalty, Darwin Nunes sent off, both up front, Dina at the back with a minus one goal, Saliba for Arsenal with an own goal as well. Just like ones and twos. Captain Mo Salah, who blanked, and he got 10 points. But
Wow, 10. That is impressive.
Pretty low, isn't it? Pretty low.
Long time listener.
It always makes me feel better to look on there and go, actually, maybe having 30 points on my bench isn't that bad after all. But you know what? The good thing is when you've got a team in the Premier League who you support, you go, well, okay, you can't have everything. I'll take that Forest win in the Premier League because that's much better than me having a few players in my first team on FPL.
You know? But aren't you worried that there's going to be a double effect when you lose and one of those players is in your team that you're going to get slapped twice?
Well, I haven't experienced it yet, Dan. So yeah, I'm waiting, looking forward to experiencing that for the first time. But it is a worry, certainly. But I just think, Henderson looks pretty strong at the back, so I think he's still a decent keeper shout. And he's going to start every week. Well, there's not going to be any rotation with him in goal.
Fair enough.
I think Wayne Hennessy we've got now as a sub keeper, but he's not going to be starting at all, is he? And Nico just looks great. Son's screaming.
Did he get 10 points? He got 10 points this game week.
Who?
Your son. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's his first team. You know, go easy on the guy. He's only 3.5. You know, he can't get the ground running straight away. But being away at Everton next, I'm like, you know, Everton, the whipping boys. Even Everton don't want Dele Alli, though. I noticed. God, what is wrong with him? So he is rotten. Dele Alli is just rotten, isn't he? Everywhere he goes, people want ribs. What the hell is going on with him, Dan?
I'm not entirely sure what's going on there, but I think if he plays something like another 9 games, Spurs get £10 million or something mental. So I suspect they don't fancy that too much. So I imagine that Spurs put a sell on fee because he went there for free. So I don't know, but it's a shame. And you wonder about some of these young players that dip off so quickly because he was very, very, very good.
He was amazing. Wasn't he? Yeah. So. It's weird, yeah. But who's top of the game week league table at the moment? Paul Bradbury. With his mid-table minnows. He got 67 this time, a bit lower. So also had Nunes up front, captained Haaland, like everyone, and has Jesus, but didn't captain him. I mean, I'd love to have had the insight to captain Jesus and taken that gamble ahead of Haaland, but having moved heaven and earth to get him in, I thought I'm definitely captaining him. I think, who was it also? Lee Ball on Twitter was getting in touch. He's had a very good start to the season. He got 99 points last time. Impressive.
You sound annoyed. I mean, you could take some credit as one of the listeners.
No, I don't take any credit because what we do the opposite is still the mantra of this podcast. It used to just be you, Dan. Now it's me as well. So,
I'm picking a team now. This wild card is a little bit silly because I'm picking players that the next fixture it isn't actually necessarily going to work out for them. Like away to Man U for Alisson, they might concede. Chelsea could concede against Leeds, and away to Newcastle isn't an easy game either anymore. So I'm not necessarily well set up for this game week coming up, but I feel like these are the players I want. The price rises have been going mental already, so I got on everyone in time. But I do wonder. And I'm also
how many transfers are you making in this wild card? Because I only made like five. It feels pretty pointless. or four possibly.
Seven so far, and then I don't know. I will see what I do.
You've got
with
that much
keeper.
Ted Wood already. That much Ted Wood. Oh yeah, because you've got the two Leicester keepers.
I need to sort that out. And I'm also bringing in that fellow I said about the Everton guy, Patterson, because even if he doesn't start, I suspect he'll come on off the bench. And I don't think I'm going to need three active subs for this whole season because of the five sub thing. So I think he's a £4 million option that will make appearances. And even if he doesn't, I don't need three subs, I don't feel like, this season.
I sort of, because I was going to replace Digne in my wild card and get Trippier in, but I thought I'd give Digne one last chance, and he scored an own goal. So, but I think Trippier.
Newcastle's fixtures going a bit squiffy.
They're a bit hard now, aren't they? They have got like Man City, Wolves away, then Liverpool away. But after that, I'm still looking at him as a decent option.
Yeah.
For 5 million, his price doesn't seem to be going up either, which is. Surprising, because he seems like an obvious signing, really, doesn't he? And then I don't know. Look, I mean, in the absence of anyone else, I'm thinking about getting De Bruyne back in there, because the FPL plan destroy himself, because they're the only ones that seem to be consistently delivering at the moment.
Well, that's the one thing with having a double City defence, is I'm out of options in the midfield, but I'm going to keep an eye on Haaland, because you don't know. You don't want a forward that's 11.5 odd million doing nothing, but those fixtures are so good.
Yeah, exactly. And he will deliver.
Yeah, slightly tempted by Bernardo Silva, but I think I'll double up on the defence for now and see where we go.
Doesn't he still get rotated quite a bit, Silva? I mean,
well, they all do, don't they? It's
Well, but Will Haaland and Cancelo get rotated?
He got bought off on 70, didn't he? It's, you know, we'll see. But, exciting times ahead on FBI. I'm also interested in these new signings. You know, they're talking about this Watford lad going to Newcastle, Joe Pedro.
Oh, right.
Isn't the other one going to Forest from Watford, Dennis? No,
Emmanuel Dennis has signed. Yeah, we've got him. He's a done deal, baby. Let's go. Yeah, yeah. He's actually a really good signing. But I mean,
oh, yeah, 6 mil.
Yeah. Is he 6 million? Because he was pretty good for it. He had a good patch last season, didn't he? Well, he's pretty good on on FPL.
Yeah, he was 5.5, but yeah, he did do well. 10 goals, 7 assists.
Certainly worth adding to that watch list, because I mean Johnson's looking okay in the Premier League, and A1E he scored in his second game, so he looks all right. But I'd say Dennis is the more proven striker out of the ones that Forest have got in the Premier League, so he's definitely worth keeping an eye on. But we're just signing new people all the time. We've even got Czech Kuyate we got as well, the oldest. He's a sort of like journeyman midfielder, isn't he? Played for everyone. He was at Palace.
Morpay.
We've got him. But yeah, I really don't want us to sign Morpay and give him more pay. I think, it's like everyone at Brighton seems bemused by this battle to get him in their team. But I mean, I could live without him quite happily, because he's not exactly prolific, is he?
No, not really. I mean, he's good for 8 goals.
Yeah, exactly. We want more than that. I'm much happier with Emmanuel Dennis than Morpay. I just don't feel like we definitely need him.
Maybe you're planning for next season in the Championship.
Well, yeah, that's true. And in a way, it's a sensible thing to do, to plan for the yo-yo. But it looks like Jiz Hornkamp is dead in the water. I've not heard anything more about that for a while. That seems to have died down a bit.
That's a shame, isn't it?
He's had a cold shower. He's had a cold shower, old Jiz Hornkamp, and possibly not looking as likely to rise to the occasion as we maybe thought he would do. But
it's a risk. It's a risk to splash out on him. So yeah.
Well, we've spent an absolute fortune, and we're continuing to buy players. So I don't know what's going to happen. We may suffer as a result of this financially. But when you get this chance, you've got to make the most of it, and I'd rather do that than do what Bournemouth are doing and sign a couple of Championship players, and that's it. It's just very underwhelming, really, isn't it?
Yeah, just bankrupt your club. That's good. Wow.
At least we're having an exciting time. We're enjoying it. We're going all out. Go big or go home.
Make you sound like you're children at Butlins instead of a Premier League team. It's ridiculous.
It's great. It's exciting, mate. And that's how I live my life on FPL now as well. Just make some transfers, spend some points, live on the edge. It's my new motto on FPL.
Well, they're a struggling Everton next, so are the Forest players going to be starting?
Well, they are. Yeah, I am starting with Forest.
All of them?
No, not all of them. I think that's a step too far, because I would have started with Nico, Williams and Henderson, but I think two Forest defensive options is a tad too much. So I'm thinking give Jaylings one more time, and yes, start with Henderson in goal, because even if Everton do score, he's going to get save points, because he's very good. I'm a bit underwhelmed by Mendy in goal, my keeper that I got for 5 minutes. He's not really setting the world alight, but then not many keepers are so far, except for the odd penalty save.
Unless they save penalties, yeah.
So I'm surprised you're putting Alisson in, but there we go.
I think he's just proven over seasons, and they've got Bournemouth home, Newcastle home coming up, and Everton away, Wolves home. I don't know. I think they might tighten up as the season goes on.
Yeah, well, that remains to be seen, Pryor. We'll be back with another one next week. In the meantime, remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.